Good morning and welcome to the original Loretta Brown Show. Radio to open the heart, heal the soul, and awaken the consciousness. You're going to be so glad you tuned in today because I have a wonderful guest coming up in a few minutes. Her name is Rasha, and she is a fantastically beautiful woman that carries an energy that, boy, we could really use today. I myself, Loretta Brown, am the owner of Reiki Oasis, located right here in the greater Seattle area. And Reiki Oasis has been around now 23 years. We offer all kinds of wonderful things. Reiki, of course, and a hypnotherapy, a lot of workshops, good things. You can find out more about that at ReikiOasis.com. You can sign up for our free newsletter. Check out the scheduler and the calendar for anything coming up. This Saturday, the day after tomorrow, I have a beautiful Reiki 1 class for those of you that would like to learn the beautiful, gentle art of Reiki. Anybody can learn Reiki. It's great fun, and the class on Saturday is for the absolute beginners. You can sign up at schedule.reikioasis.com, or you can email me, Loretta Brown, at info@reikioasis.com. And because we're so close to the class, the scheduler is set up that if it's within 24 hours of an event, you cannot sign up online, but you can always, always, always send me an email and ask if the class is full or if you can come. And this class on Saturday still has spaces in it. So feel free to come on out. Reiki 1, what a wonderful thing to do in the middle of the summer. On Sunday, this coming Sunday, July 15th, I have a crystal bowl healing concert at Bala Yoga in Kirkland at 7:30 p.m. I cannot think of a nicer thing to do for yourself than to wear your comfy yoga clothes, come out to a lovely, beautiful yoga studio, lie around on the floor, and have a little meditation that will relax you and heal you, and listen to the sacred sound of the crystal bowls. I will be playing them, and of course I will bring along the crystal angels that work with me and with them to help you have a beautiful experience. So that is Sunday night, this coming Sunday night, July 15th, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Bala Yoga in Kirkland. You will need to get your tickets from Bala Yoga. And if you buy them ahead of time, I think you save $5. It's like $30, something like that. And if you buy, you can also buy them at the door. So come on out. I'll be really glad to see you. A big thank you to all of my listeners. We are a listener-supported show. And if you like the show, you like to keep it going, please go to patreon.com/theLorettaBrownShow and become part of my inner circle, as they say. And lastly, this is a biggie. Do you feel Mother Egypt calling to you? I will be going with a small group of travelers on a very sacred mission in October 25th to November 8th of this year. And the trip is really almost full, but I do have room for a couple of more people. If this trip is calling to you, if you feel it in your soul, in your depth of yourself, in your heart, simply send me an email. Yeah.
Benny, I had to sneak it in.
Benny, you gotta come and do the... I love it. Egypt is fantastic.
Of course it is.
I used to live in the Middle East, and I lived in Saudi Arabia for quite a few years, you know, like 8 years. And Egypt's just magical. So please come. We're going to have... little morning yoga and meditations. We're going to be hanging out and floating up and down the Nile on a boat and going to all the temples. It's going to be out of this world.
Yeah, or...
Walk like an Egyptian.
You will, by the way.
You can do that too while you're there.
Yeah.
Either way you work.
But if you're interested in coming to Egypt with me, I need to know like ASAP. And so do send me an email like right now. Send it to info@ReikiOasis.com and simply put in that subject line, Egypt, and I will send you the itinerary and the information. And you can jump on board with us and be part of that.
Yeah, you could get creative and take an Egyptian selfie.
You could.
Send that to Loretta as
you
well.
Could.
Maybe a video. However you want to get your information to her.
Yeah, it's very possible. It's you know, who knows, right?
That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be great. And just a very quick little astrological check-in. Jupiter in Scorpio has stationed direct, and I hope you've noticed that things are moving a little smoother for you, and at least I hope so. And then, in addition to that, today, there's a solar eclipse. The moon is reaching total darkness today, which is a new moon, and we have a game-changing solar eclipse that's going to ignite a renewal courage for those hesitating on the brink of strange and unknown territory. I hope it's not too strange. But the solar eclipse, it's a partial solar eclipse, is going to kick off a very edgy and exhilarating series of eclipses with a lunar eclipse on July 27th and a solar eclipse on August 10th to follow. And eclipses can be tipping points that shift situations, expedite change, and they can even pull the rug out from underfoot. But, you know, that could be a good thing. In Vedic astrology, the solar eclipse is in the area of the sky called Punarvasu, which means return of the light. I love that. Endless improvement and new possibility abound within this star that promises renewal and new growth, even against impossible odds. Punarvasu holds the Shakti of wealth and substance and is symbolized by a quiver of arrows. Like an arrow ready to shoot, this solar eclipse has the potential to accelerate motion, particularly in areas where you have been resisting change. So if there are places in your heart where you feel held hostage, or where money, time, and emotional labor have been weighing you down, this solar eclipse can shoot the arrow of positive transformation into motion. So it could be a time to reconsider your future plans, change your diet or your exercise regimens, or take stock of financial goals, and new developments are definitely on the way. It's an excellent time to think out of the box. An open-minded Mercury is with the strange shadow of Rahu and also strongly influenced by the identity-focused emotions of the moon. Differences between culture, race, and gender may seem more tangible now, but this just means it's a powerful opportunity to bridge gaps in understanding between people. And try not to overdo your boundaries right now. Remember, there's a little bit of a volatile energy in the air with Mercury retrograde. And if things seem a little topsy-turvy in the next few weeks, keep the faith, because graceful Jupiter stationed direct on July 10th, and it is in harmony with this solar eclipse. So Jupiter is going to give us a ray of hope and optimism for the future. And, of course, ultimately, my dear listeners, we are greater than the stars. It's good to take a look at what I call the astrological weather to see how energies might be affecting you. But do remember that always and always, we have within us a beautiful guidance system that comes from divine itself. And try to follow that. That's right. So I simply think that I could not have chosen a better day to have my special guest, Rasha, visit the show. Rasha is a divine messenger and the author of the spiritual classic, Oneness. Rasha awakened to her inner calling as a conduit of divine guidance in 1987. She began working with Oneness, transcribing the information, the revelations that serve as the foundation for her work. We'll find out more about that from her. And in the process of all of life, I probably should say, she was taken step by step through the sacred journey to oneness and through the life-altering changes that are really shaking the foundation of today's world and possibly even the world of the listeners. Welcome to the show, Rasha. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be part of this today.
Yeah, I just feel like your energy needs to just sort of blow in and, you know, just come across our hearts a little bit. So my listeners may or may not know who you are, and it's kind of a big question, but, you know, yeah, I get it. But years ago, you know, I think maybe back in the late 1990s, if my notes serve me well, you transcribed a book called Oneness that's become a spiritual classic. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to do that and maybe just a little background about yourself? And I do realize that's a big question.
That's a very big question.
Yeah.
where do we start? Well, I can start by saying this is nothing that I had planned to do or ever dreamed I would be doing. I had transcribed a previous book in the 80s, entitled The Calling. So I was attuned to be able to work as a courier of divine guidance, but I was totally unprepared for the magnitude of what was in store for me next. It seemed like that was the warm-up. And it was a 10-year crash course in preparation for the energies of oneness that came very unexpectedly. And I was told that my work with my first guide was complete, which kind of threw me for a loop, and that I would be transcribing the teachings of a source called oneness. And I thought to myself, what is oneness? And that's where the journey began, to try to understand what is oneness, what is this information that's coming through that I surely could never have written. I don't think human mind could have written this.
You know,
so that's what happened.
Yeah, and excuse me, I was just, you know, I get excited because I get lots of questions coming. So if I talk over the top of you, I apologize. Yeah. You know, a lot of people talk about channeling, right? Mm-hmm. And I want you to speak to that just a little bit. What are you channeling? Is it something different?
I do not call this channeling. I don't like to use that word. Because channeling technically is connecting with a consciousness that is other than oneself. It is communing with another form of intelligence. When I work with oneness, it's more like a merge, because oneness is not other than what we all are at the highest level. And somehow, I must have remembered from the previous life, I don't know. I seem to have a knack for being able to open to that, and the energies come in, and all sense of Rasha disappears.
Mm.
I merge with it. I become that in those moments. And and there's so many different levels of oneness, too. The level that people walk around knowing themselves to be their divine self. That's one stage of it. But when a person is transcribing this kind of information, it is several octaves above that that comes in. It's like the mothership comes in. And, oh, my God, it's profound. So it's taken years of working me up to the point that I was able to even sustain the energy of it while transcribing it.
You know, I'm thinking while you're talking about, you know, the imagery of the drop of ocean. You know, that is the ocean. It can say, I'm the ocean, but that when it unites with the ocean, it is the ocean. Is it like that, or?
It's not other than the ocean.
Got it.
We are each the drop.
Mm-hmm.
The essence, at your very core, your essence is that divine self, with a capital S, that is the drop of the ocean. So if you were to ask the drop, what are you, it could only say, I am ocean, because that's its essence. But, of course, the drop is not the whole thing. It's not the whole ocean. So when I shift into that gear of oneness, I dissolve into it. There is no sense of separateness from it. And ultimately, that's where we're all going. That's the point of this journey. To experience that, know yourself to be that, and ultimately to sustain it and stay there in that exalted state, which is no small feat. It's tricky.
Well, I'm thinking about how when people meditate, you know, because we quite often go into a very blissful state where we become less aware or unaware of our physical form. And if I'm hearing you correctly, I mean, I'm giving you like a thumbs up, like to be able to connect with that oneness and yet still be able to connect with this. It must be part of that mastery of doing that. Yeah,
it's bridging the gap, actually, between two aspects of our own essence. We are divinity with identity. And then there comes a time where you surrender the identity. And you perceive yourself to be that which is pure awareness. You don't have a sense of self. And you may have experienced this in meditation, where there's no sense of awareness of self. There's simply presence. There's awareness. You're watching the movie. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. And I'm wondering also, is and I may be jumping ahead of myself because I have a lot of questions, but is this the journey that we're on? You kind of allude to the fact that you... Yeah, thank you.
Yes, that's what we're doing. We're peeling back the layers of the camouflage, of the disguise, to reveal what is actually there, who we really are, and to not just believe it because we've read in all these books and we've heard the teachers speak about it, but to actually have tasted it ourselves and to know it from your own experience of it. That's the opportunity in these times.
Well,
and that's the journey we're on.
Yeah. I apologize. I'm so happy you're here. I do apologize for interrupting. I want to hear everything you have to say. I'm thinking to myself how deeply people are searching, and you know, people are doing all kinds of things. They're going to workshops, and there's so many quote unquote teachers out there right now. Some are substantial, some not. How do we navigate this? How do we discernment is really kind of a big deal. You know, we talk about false news a lot these days, and could you speak to that just a little bit?
Discernment is such an important word in this. And I should preface all of this by saying that there's no right or wrong path to oneness, because each of us is doing this in our own unique way. Oneness says that for each of us, the journey is as unique to us as our fingerprint. Nobody is going to do it the same way as you do. So just because your dear friend has taken this course or has bonded with this guru, it doesn't mean that that's the right one for you. So the key to knowing whether it's a fit or it's not a fit is, how does it feel? Does it feel right? Tune into your heart when you're in the presence of a potential teacher. How does it feel? Is it like as easy as breathing, or are you getting resistance in your solar plexus? Your body will tell you everything you need to know. And of course, if your body is screaming, get out of here, honor that. It's just because a person is famous or popular or other people say it's the greatest, it doesn't mean it's a fit for you. So that's a very important message. The discernment to be exercised is your own inner knowingness. What feels right for you. Oneness has pounded this into my head. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, this way is the right way. And I found also in my travels through India and visiting some profound teachers, everybody believes that their teacher or their path is the definitive end-all answer. It's almost comical. It's like, oh, yes, you should worship my God because my God is better than the other one. It's, oh, my. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and you run into this sense of spiritual chauvinism that comes through sometimes. So after a while, you've seen it, you've heard it, you develop a sense of humor with it, and you tune into your heart. Is this something I'm feeling guided to do or not? And you know the answer. Deep inside, you know. You always do.
You always do. I'm so relating to what you just said. I was chuckling a little bit. We do go through that. I find that, you know, in the past, and even a lot of my clients and probably the listeners, we do try to find that path, the path. What is the answer to it? How do I get there? Give me the steps. And to me, it's perhaps part of our journey. We go through this searching, and maybe it's our logos, the logical mind, you know, trying to make sense of things. And I love what you said about the heart. You know, when we get down into the heart of hearts, then we embody something. Perhaps this is how we find our way in that beautiful heart.
The doorway is the heart. That's the key to everything.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you get out of your mind. You become saturated with philosophy. Enough. And you turn the camera the other way. You start projecting in a very different direction. And ultimately, you come from that. You become that. And you know yourself to be there because that's where oneness is. That's where the divine essence is established in the body. It's in the heart. So it takes a while before you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's where to focus your attention. That's where to go in meditation and in all the practices. And there are so many ways to apply this understanding in real life.
That's what
the new book and the CD is about. getting you to that place.
Thank you. But
we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But when you said you've got to get out of your mind, number one, it sounds like the words of a song to me. And then, you know, people always say, are you out of your mind? And I'm like, yes, I am.
Definitely, I am.
Yes, hallelujah, I am. I'm free from that, right?
Yes.
And I want to let the listeners know my guest today is Rasha. This is Loretta Brown. And we're going to talk really more in depth about her new book, Oneness, The Meditations, and I love your subtitle here, A Journey to the Heart of the Divine Lover. And for those of you on the little YouTube, live YouTube, I'm showing you the book. Is it this one, Benny? Yeah, I always look at
my
the wrong camera.
My finger is pointing over here.
Thank you to the master, Benny.
One.
Thank you,
You're
my
welcome.
Producer. Where would I be without you? I'd be out on the street.
See,
probably.
I'm a floor director.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a floor director.
And we're going to take a little station break, but we are going to come right back, and we've got something very special for you today.
Do you want to play a snippet out on the way out, or do you want to come back with a fresh one? It's up to you.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
We can give him a little tease.
Maybe give a Rasha, we'll give him a little tease of one of your meditations on the way to the commercial.
Great.
And then we'll come back in and do a little bit more of that. Okay? All righty. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Thank you. Your prayers and your declarations of the heart delivered you right to the door, to the threshold of this divine connection.
Energy is powerful. It's all around us, mysterious, full of potential. Directing positive, healing energy to raise your vibrational rate through Reiki can change your life. Reiki Master Loretta Brown has relieved stress, sadness, anger, and even helped clients lose weight, stop smoking, and end sleep disorders. Worldwide, people have sought out Reiki Oasis. If you want help with your dis-ease, visit ReikiOasis.com. Harness life's energy. Visit ReikiOasis.com today.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Washington. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Rob!
Yeah!
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Let angels and Reiki and the search for mystical knowledge become a regular part of your routine Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. Loretta Brown, owner of Reiki Oasis, Reiki Master Teacher, an angel messenger, and healing musician, all wrapped into one as she uses her voice to share knowledge of great mysteries, energetic laws, and messages of love from the divine. Join her and her show every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. to open your heart and heal your soul. Visit ReikiOasis.com for more information about her show.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Welcome back to the original Loretta Brown Show. I am the owner of Reiki Oasis, located right here, yay, in beautiful, sunny Seattle. I'm telling you.
It's amazing out. Mm-hmm. It's only going to get better.
We live here for this. That's what we do.
Yeah, we wait so patiently for it all the other 10 months out of the year.
We have happy dances. We all, you know, run around and we get sunburned because, you know, the sun is a beautiful
thing. Oh, we're just not used to it. We're not prepared. And then when we do, we're like, oh, and then everyone runs out to the stores and does whatever. But not a cloud in the sky. Gorgeous out. Yep. Enjoy the day. Be careful too, folks.
Be careful.
Okay, I know everyone's trying to get off to work quickly so they can leave early.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Just slow down.
Enjoy. By the way, that was a message that I've gotten repeatedly this week. I you know, have to let you know, listeners, I'm human and I occasionally go too fast. And this week I've had a lot to do and I found myself just pushing forward and was reminded very clearly the other day by my beautiful guides and angels that if you slow down, that everything gets done. It's in the doing of nothing that all gets done. And there's a fine balance in there. It's a great wisdom. So exhale a little bit and we're going to help you with that. My guest today is Rasha. She is a divine messenger and an author. We're really going to talk now about her new book, Oneness, The Meditations. And it is a book and an audio CD set where you have these beautifully done, they're just beautiful meditations with music. I'm going to let her talk about that. The subtitle of her book, Oneness, The Meditations, is A Journey to the Heart of the Divine Lover. Rasha, can you tell us a little bit about this book?
This book was a dream for me for years. I knew I had written the book Oneness, and it gives such a profound wealth of information about what we're going through, and people have an understanding of what's happening to them and the upheaval and emotions and all of this stuff. But there was a need for a tool to guide people into the depths of the heart experience, where the chance to actually connect with the divinity that's waiting there. It's there. So I went through possibly 3,000 pages of writing to select the passages.
Did you say 3,000?
Oh, yeah. At least, that have been transcribed. The ones that really resonated, because, you know, this is not just words. It's almost something magical is happening between the lines here. And I know it was happening for me, but I didn't realize how many other people were experiencing this too until I started getting emails. Like, what is going on with this CD? The CD came out several years ago. So many people are actually feeling something. Something opens in them when they listen to this. But also I was getting emails from people saying, don't you have these words written down somewhere? And so it was in the back of my mind. This someday, this book had to get produced. And it's been my dream to come forth with it because it is such a powerful way to transport yourself into that sacred space. Just surrendering to it and letting it carry you into the arms of oneness, which some people call the beloved. It is the divine lover for sure. The love of your life is waiting there. And a lot of people are saying, yes, I know, I get it. How do I do it?
Right. Yeah, so, how do I do it? And in our very busy lives, and I was talking to Rasha during the break, you know, to be able to slow down, you know, I call my business the oasis, you know, with the idea that when we go into a space, do we have a space? And a space can be just taking the time, you know, because we're all like, well, I don't have the time. We could talk about what you think of as time. What you have to say about time and reality, Rasha, I probably could take a while. But
that could take a while.
Yeah. But this idea that we're so busy and we're so, you know, we've got a lot to do. We've got a lot on our plate. Can we take the time to exit time? And be in that space where we can receive what we need, let go of what we need to let go of, I suppose you might say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's taking the time is one thing, but it's a profound difference. You make the time.
Mm.
You prioritize this. This is the love of your life that you're wanting to reach out to. So if you're dealing with the love of your life, you make time for it. It becomes important in your life. Mm-hmm. It's not something you fit in between all your other obligations, which are valid. It's something that you put at the top of the list. You switch off the phone. You put the do not disturb sign on the door, whatever it takes, to make that sacred space just for you. And then you start a spiritual practice in earnest, where it is just you and your divine connection. And then you're able to really take the quantum leap that gives you the proof that you're not just imagining this, that this is real.
The proof. So I like that.
I think the most important thing is it's a subtle mindset of this is not just something that you schedule in between meetings and taking people to soccer practice. Mm-hmm. All the other activities that are vying for our attention. This is important. if you're going to do it well.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Now,
and
on,
then you, oh. you transition from the doingness of life to the beingness of simply being in receptivity. It's one thing to reach out. It's another thing to open to receive it. It's a subtle balance between the intention, between the yearning to have this connection and the willingness to have it come and embrace you. So while we're doing these exercises, while we're meditating and listening to CDs and all of this, it's important to go into a state of surrender, to open to it, and then watch what happens. It's extraordinary when you approach it in that way. You know what I'm saying. I know you do.
I do. I really do.
I know you do.
I'm thinking while you're talking about the beloved and yeah. and making that time with the beloved, setting aside that time for the beloved, which is divine beloved, but also yeah. when, because I have so many people coming to me talking about relationships and how they're having trouble in relationships because they're not making the time for that. And when we make time for the divine beloved, the message to me was you make time for the divine beloved in all beings and
That's
with
right.
your presence with them. So,
right.
yeah, thank you for the reminder. We're going to play a little one of your meditations for the audience. But before I do that, I want to cover a couple of things. Number one, the music. Who did the music for your CD?
The music, Jim Oliver composed this music, and he is extraordinary. He is a composer who's been doing healing and meditation music for over 30 years and recently won an Emmy Award for his work.
Yeah.
This is the science of how music affects art. Ourselves, what's really going on when we're listening to some of this. And he's one of the pioneers in this field. I was just so lucky to have somehow connected with him, and he resonated with these words, and you know, the rest is history. We have this amazing CD and now a book that illustrates it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a show for real collaboration between divine intent and a very gifted musical person.
Wonderful. And then I also want to share with the audience, I've listened to the CD, and there is something that happens when you listen to this. You're going to feel, and I literally mean this, you're going to feel a very loving presence. And I, Rush, I don't know if it's coming out of me or coming into me. Can you talk to that for just a second? Or
oh, my gosh. No one has ever asked me that. I would say it's both. It is not other than you. It is awakening the oneness within you. If it was coming into you, it would be outside of you. And it isn't outside of you. It's within you. So the key to getting most out of the experience of listening to open so that what is already there is revealed to you. Mm-hmm. That's what you're feeling, your oneness. And you will hear my voice reciting those words, but when I listen, I don't hear Rasha. I hear oneness.
Uh-huh.
It's funny, you know?
Yeah.
It's my voice, but I don't hear my voice.
Yeah, I'm being with that. I kind of get what you're saying. There are times when something comes through and, you know, like my own self and not the same as what you do, where it's like, wow, did that really come out of me? How'd that come out of me?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the divine connection with that. So for the listeners, yeah. we're going to play track number 7. From the CD, and the name of that track is A Breath of Surrender. If you get the book, what's really lovely, it's beautifully illustrated, But the words are there. And you can either follow along or you can read the words later. But for now, for those of you listening, you're just in for a very beautiful treat. We're going to play the whole track, and it's going to be 6.5 minutes or so. And so just enjoy Rasha, and from her book, Oneness, the Meditations.
You have captured the essence of this connection now. There is no sense of where this awareness begins or ends. You have come to the precipice of surrender. And rather than wait for the tide of divine love to push you over the edge and into the waiting arms of the eternal, you jumped. You took the leap of faith. You recognize the truth in this inevitability, and you embraced it. This moment of wholeness and delight is not a new experience. We have been entwined in the gossamer wings of this love 1,000 times before. We have flown to the heights of divine union in a myriad lifetimes, wearing a world of faces and the trappings of identity. We have touched upon the infinite and eternal. And reveled in the rapture of that discovery more times than we dare imagine. Together we have chosen to forget the simple truth of it within the context of identity, so that we might share in the ecstasy of the revelation of self-discovery yet again. Thus is the journey taken. An intentional plunge into the murky depths of ignorance. An extended foray into the details of yet another linear illusion. A belabored climb through the labyrinths of worldly existence. An extended dalliance through the agonies of doubt and denial. An affirmation of the illusion of abandonment now and then, just to keep the process teetering right on the edge that delineates separation from wholeness. And then, a headlong spill into the arms of this love. Just when we were convinced that all was lost. When our sense of purpose had been thwarted sufficiently, when our sense of the almighty ego had tumbled and fallen and was down for the count, when we were beyond despair and there was nowhere to turn, inevitably, we turned inward, and the journey home began once more. It is no accident that these words have appeared before you in this moment. You have sought this affirmation without even putting the thought into words. Your heart extended the invitation. It cried out in silence. And the prayer was cast adrift upon the ethers in search of this affirmation, this small, simple clue to the mystery of what is happening within you. This confirmation that you have not simply been dreaming. Proof that this unexpected detour in what you once believed was your life's path was not just a product of a wayward imagination. This is real. You are really here, opening your eyes into the dawn of this now moment, safe in the arms of oneness.
Beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And yes, wow. I would love to just sit with that. For the listeners, I want to let you know we did play track number 7, A Breath of Surrender. And how gorgeous. If you're just tuning in, that was from Oneness, the Meditations, A Journey to the Heart of the Divine Lover, received and transcribed by Rasha, with the beautiful music of the award-winning Jim Oliver. And I really recommend you just get this, put it on, and lay in it. Just lay in it. It's just so lovely. Wow.
I should tell you, there's two versions of this book available. So many people have a digital download of it already. So there is a version that's just the book, if people already have this CD. And that is available on Amazon and places like that. But with the CD in the book, it's only available through the Oneness website at this point, because we produced a very limited number of them.
Where can people find the Oneness?
It's onenesswebsite.com.
Okay.
If you go to the website, you can click right at the top of the page, and it will take you to the Oneness online store, where it's actually a beautiful discount for the book launch. It's much less expensive than it's going to be when Amazon eventually gets it.
And it is just launched, so...
It was launched 2 days ago.
Oh,
yeah, we just don't have that many books. So it's available right now only through the Oneness website, oneness website.com. And, you can buy it at a substantial discount right now.
And I would suggest people just do it right now. Why wait when there's something beautiful and your heart is directing you, step into that. We have just we've got a few minutes left. I want to ask you a couple of questions. A lot of people these days are using words like enlightenment, awakening, activation of the light body, ascension, these kinds of words.
Mm.
What, in your opinion, what does it really mean that when we're enlightened, where are we headed?
People have given more generic meanings to some of these terms. People say this is enlightening. They feel that if they've had an understanding, that they are then enlightened. This is not the exact correct meaning of this word. When someone is enlightened, they experience themselves as that divine presence. They the presence of oneness is residing in form as that person. That is what is meant by enlightenment. Like Ramana Maharshi, the great saint, were enlightened beings. People who have had an extraordinary experience in meditation, that doesn't mean that they are enlightened. It means that they've had a taste of divine connectedness. It means they're on the journey. And perhaps you could say they are in a state of awakening. They've opened the door. But when one is awakened, it doesn't mean that somebody has gone the full journey and is in a state of consummate mastery. That is actually incorrect. So we're feeling our way with the languaging of this process now because so many people are on the journey. But I would not claim that one is enlightened if you've just had a profound experience in the meditation or listening to the CD, because you are going to have extraordinary experiences, and sometimes tears come. You know you've been touched by something that there's no words for. That's amazing. That's what oneness calls the taste. Then you know. You don't just believe it. You know, because you felt it, and there's no way you could have imagined it. That's the beginning. That's the doorway where you want to peer through that and venture forth a little deeper and a little deeper. And it's a gradual process. We're in a very gentle evolution of our own divinity in form. That's what's happening. It's not just going to flip the switch, you're enlightened, and goodbye, game over, which is what a lot of people think is going to happen. Maybe if they're sitting in an audience or going on a weekend workshop, it's like, it's going to happen to me this time, and then I'll be done. It's not like that at all.
Actually, that's our Western mindset. Definitely,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, we want instant gratification.
Yeah, we're like, did I get there? Am I there? Good.
Am I there yet?
Yeah, good.
Like the eternal child in the backseat of the car. Are we there yet, Paul?
Exactly. I like that. So we have just a little bit of time, but I wanted to just mention, you know, you are American by birth, but you're living in India at the base of a sacred mountain. Arunachala, I probably said that wrong.
Arunachala.
Yeah, we have like 30 seconds, but I've got to bring Lord Shiva into the conversation.
Yes.
By mentioning where you live.
I live in a town called Tiruvannamalai, mm-hmm. and it is one of the major pilgrimage sites of the earth. This is an extraordinary mountain and is worshipped as the embodiment of Lord Shiva, who is an aspect of God the Father. So this is Father energy. High voltage. Definitely worth a visit if you're coming to India.
Yeah,
put this on your list of must-see places.
I think it's on my list. I think it just got put there. Anyway, thank you so much. This is Loretta Brown, and our guest today was Rasha. We're talking about her book, Oneness, the Meditations, the book and CD set. And you can find out more about her at onenesswebsite.com. You can find out more about me at ReikiOasis.com or thelorettabrownshow.com. Have a beautiful, beautiful, sacred, blessed week. Enjoy the sunshine inside and out, and we'll talk to you next time.